This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. As we kick off the first hour of this program tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Again, we give away everything there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you. Enjoy ours on us. And the main feature of the site allows you to actually submit stuff to our website so our other listeners can see what you think's interesting out there on the web, out there on across the internet, whether it's a YouTube video or a news article or a blog post. You submit it to the site, and then other listeners can vote up or vote down on it. And the most voted up of any given item submitted within a certain time window will make it to the front page and the top of our website. So it's a neat little way to kind of interact with our other listeners and also make it more likely that your items of interest might make it on these very airwaves. So it's really kind of a big show prep system for us that is actually essentially crowdsourced by our audience.
Wow. So, that's right. I mean, that's a good term for it.
Yeah. So head on over to freetalklive.com. That's the hip term these days.
I like it.
It is a good term. It
makes you feel young again.
freetalklive.com is where you go. Get interactive. It's all totally free, so enjoy that. As we jump right into a special guest here tonight, we've talked about the Jurisdictionary on the air. They're one of the sponsors of the show, Jurisdictionary.com. We've only talked about Jurisdictionary.com. We've never actually spoken to the website, and Jurisdictionary.com is actually with us here tonight. Hello there.
Hello. It's such a pleasure to be here. We're so excited about the progress that you're making, adding new stations all the time. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you for that. And for our listeners that don't know, what is jurisdictionary.com?
Well, as we spoke the other day, what we've come up with is we've realized that the people have all these rights, and yet there's one right that most of us don't know about, and that's our right to enforce our rights, the number one right. And we want people to understand that, all of the rights and all of the fusses and all of the, foreclosures and all these terrible things that are happening, and now we have BP promising to pay people, certain amounts of money for certain things. And yet it seems to me unfair that the people, and I think you'll agree with me. In fact, I know you agree with me. I think it's unfair that our government hasn't taken upon itself the responsibility to teach the American people even the most fundamental points of the rules of evidence and the rules of procedure. And
well, why would they want to do that? Then that would put them at a disadvantage.
They should be teaching us how to read and write also, and I think that we're failing at that too.
Well, I don't think the government should be teaching us anything.
But
I think
if they are going
away
to take your money, you'd think that they'd be successful, right?
Mm. Well, somebody needs to do it. So we volunteered with jurisdictionary.com in 1997, and we've been at it since then, and we're going to keep at it as long as we possibly can.
Well, if you want it done right, you've got to do it yourself.
Very important. That's right.
Yeah. So this jurisdictionary.com actually allows people to do it themselves and kind of learn the judicial system without having to go through a lengthy law school process, right?
Actually, yes. Someone gave me a little pin one time years ago. I wish I hadn't lost the thing, but it said, a lawyer, someone you hire to protect yourself from other members of his profession. and so that's kind of like what we're doing for people, whether they can't afford a lawyer or they aren't sure they can trust the lawyer they have. You see, people have a right to know their number one right, and we feel that the number one right is the knowledge to know how to enforce your rights. And, the more I look at it, the more I realize people don't know. And that's a shame, and they need to know. And look at all the people that are suffering. I have people that have contacted me just in the past 2 weeks who are just being destroyed because they didn't have our course before, and they're just being destroyed because they don't know what's going on, and judges are taking advantage of them, and lawyers are taking advantage of them, and it's all because they don't know any better. And, as I've said before, there are only 16 pages, the official rules of evidence, in every federal court in the United States is only 16 pages. Why didn't somebody tell us?
You'd think with just 16 pages of rules of evidence that, you know, that would be something relatively easy to impart to people, right?
Well, yes. I mean, of course, it's like I tell people it's sort of like when we learned to play chess when we were in the seventh grade. You know, we all learned the bishop moved a certain way and the king moved, in, you know, one step at a time and so forth. And now we thought we were chess players. So the course explains to people how to use the rules. But whether they get the course or not, you know, it's not about selling the course. Whether they get the course or not, what we want to do is we want to encourage people to talk about the fact that we don't know the rules. I mean, the public doesn't understand that these rules are actually very simple, and so people are suffering every single day of the week, and it isn't right. We want to stop that.
Now, jurisdictionary.com, this is not necessarily a – you're not pitching this as like a cure-all or some sort of guaranteed get-out-of-court pass or anything like that. I mean, essentially it's going to arm you with knowledge, but that doesn't necessarily mean that – I mean, your chances will be increased of success, but, I mean, you are still – the deck is still stacked against you, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think it's stacked against anyone that doesn't understand the rules of the game. When I was about 8 years old, some fellows invited me to play poker. We had nickels and dimes or whatever, and I didn't know what beat what. They decided they would tell me what beat what, and so they took all my nickels and dimes. Later on, I learned the rules of the game. Didn't make me a good poker player, but the more I play poker, you know, the better I get. But we have people going to court, and they're just being stripped. Because they know absolutely nothing, or they're hiring lawyers. I had a fellow call me the other day, spent $350,000 on lawyers, and didn't get anything for it. And if he had known the rules and how to use the rules, if he'd known anything at all about it, I'm certain he could have gotten that services for about a tenth of what he paid.
So, Jurisdictionary not only helps you to, you know, allows you to protect yourself in the judicial system pro se, but gives you the knowledge to watch your attorneys and see what they're doing. Because I have a certificate actually from auto mechanics certificate that I got from Vocational Technical Institute, and there have been times that I've gone into auto mechanic shops where I felt like they were feeling me out and telling me things that just weren't true about vehicles. And then once I showed a certain level of knowledge about what goes on under the hood of a car, I'm not going to pull an engine. I'm not going to replace a camshaft. But I know what they are, and I know how they work. And I felt like, you know, being able to flex that muscle protected me, and the story changed.
It's terrific. We had a fellow the other day called me, and he was so excited. He said, I studied your entire course, but I only really learned, well, he learned it all. But he said, I only used three things when I got to court. There were three objections that I used, and I used them successfully to keep the other attorney from testifying, to keep the other attorney from leading his witness, and to keep the other attorney from just asking the same question over and over again. And I won. And he was so happy. He said, why doesn't everybody know how to object in court or what the objections are? And another thing people don't realize is that many times you hire a lawyer and the lawyer's afraid of the judge.
Because they can pull his bar card, right?
Yeah, the lawyer works in that town.
Well, or just make it life hard for him. And if you knew the objections, you could be poking him with your elbow, or if necessary, stand up yourself and say objection. And save yourself all of this money and all of this heartache. And it breaks my heart. People just being destroyed because they don't. I mean, we have all these rights. And out of all the rights we have, we also have the right to know how this system works. And it's not rocket science.
Jurisdictionary.com, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. I think that what you're talking about is a good way to give people the information they need to keep the damage to a minimum. When the state goes after you, they're going to hurt you somehow, if even it's just the loss of your time, but this could really minimize that
damage.
It's
a pittance to pay to know how to use the judicial system.
What is it, a couple, you know, an hour's worth of a lawyer's time or something like that to buy the thing? Thanks, jurisdictionary.com. Appreciate it. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free, including listening options, live streams. We've got a dial-up version and a broadband version, as well as our webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call and listen into the show around the clock. 24/7, and it's just the cost of a long-distance call. So if you've got free nights, free weekends, then it's free. You can go and get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, again, 1-800-259-9231. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. Coming up here, let's talk about this story out of Seattle. And this is making national news here, and for good reason. Did y'all see the video of the cop decking a girl in her face, a teenage girl?
Yes.
Wayne, did you see this video?
I didn't see the video, but I read the account of it. I didn't want to watch the video because I'm just up to here with disgust right now.
I can tell you, I admit to having an anger management problem. I do. Mm-hmm. I saw this video, and you know, at some point during the video, I was making like karachi chop moves in the air, like doing a karate attack against the imaginary officer that was there. It was horrifying what was going on. I can see a guy losing control, but then to not back down from what he knew was wrong. It's hubris. It's absolute, out of control hubris.
So, Seattle police, this from comonews.com, are investigating what they call an assault of an officer in South Seattle.
Yeah. That girl reached right up with her black face and hit that man right in his fist.
Well, in the video, she does grab the officer, but we'll get to the details here in a moment. However, a police officer is seen punching a 17-year-old girl in the face during an incident captured by a video camera on Monday. Actually, it looked like there was more than one camera there. There was a good group of people that had kind of come over to watch what was going on. Of course, they don't do anything to stop the violence of this cop, because I don't blame them. It's a scary situation. But
right, whatever was going on, what was going on to me wasn't a fight. There might have been some like grappling, like I don't want to be arrested kind of thing going on.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The people trying to escape from being arrested. But I don't. It is a punch to the face for a minor considered the kind of pain compliance that officers are instructed to use to subdue someone?
I don't understand your question. Is it considered the kind?
Is that
saying it's so acceptable?
Is that an acceptable sort of pain compliance that they teach officers to conduct themselves in? And if
I wouldn't think so,
this is why police officers don't like videos, because they know that they can't punch people in the face and get away with it anymore.
Right. They've gotten away with it for decades. So according to Seattle police, the incident began when an officer spotted a man jaywalking in the 3100 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Way South, approximately 3:10 p.m. The man was some 15 feet away from a pedestrian overpass. The officer was talking to the man when he saw four young women jaywalk across the same street at the same spot. Boy, this Seattle's just full of a bunch of scofflaws. How dare these individuals declare themselves competent enough to be able to make their own decision as to at what point in the roadway they decide to cross.
We put lights up to show you when to make decisions, citizens.
Do you jaywalk, Ian?
Oh, all the time.
Me too.
Yeah, I've done it in front of the cops up here in Keene. I'll walk right out in front of the cops, and they don't do anything.
I jay run.
Some days you better.
Well, yeah, I think whenever you're crossing a road, whether you're in a crosswalk or not, if you're physically capable of picking up your pace, that it is rude not to do so.
I
mean, I tend to move along quickly unless I'm carrying some heavy object or something like that. I'm certainly not saying that the elderly or the infirm need to pick it up a step, but I think it's rude to just saunter one's way across the crosswalk. Well, I've got the right of way.
And there are certain governmental rules up here in New Hampshire that say that cars have to yield for people in crosswalks, and I always feel guilty about that. So I'd actually kind of rather jaywalk in some cases. That way I can cross whenever I feel is right and people won't stop for me. But sometimes I'll stop for you anyway. I'm just so used to it.
I just watched the video with the volume off, and what I found interesting was at the end it showed kind of all the bystanders. Several of them had cameras.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It is great, and it really just goes to show that not only are people armed with cameras, but the average person, because this is just a random situation. Cops saw somebody jaywalking, talked to him, four more people were jaywalking, he went up and accosted them, and people started pulling out video cameras to watch the scene. So it's great that people are comfortable enough with that kind of a situation to where they'll pull out a camera and record a cop.
Because some of this stuff is not new. What's new is people recording it, just like the Rodney King beating. You know, that
yeah,
was
exactly.
That was some video cameras in the 90s were big, so in bulky, so not most people had them. So somebody just happened to have one there. But now everybody's got a video camera in their phone or whatever.
Pretty much.
And so these injustices have happened for a long time. A lot of them they got away with before.
Right. If you just add up the evidence, that's what you'll come up with. That this is how police officers do their business.
Some do. Some.
Not
all.
And I'm not saying that I don't think that there's a time for a police officer to haul off and bop somebody. But it's probably not when he's scuffling with
17-year-old girl
minors who were jaywalking. Okay? I mean, that is just contempt of cop. That's just a cop that's big, you know, badge heavy and, you know, has lost, you know, just lost his grip on how the fact that he's paid by
these
citizens.
He's just doing his job, Mark. He's just doing his job.
Only if his job is to punch 17-year-olds in the face.
And, well, his job is to inflict violence upon people, and not just punching, but the violence of stopping them from going about their day, the waylaying of an individual who is, they're going somewhere, crossing a street because you're going somewhere. And this cop stops them and starts to harass them. And if the cops weren't out enforcing nonsense,
this is how they escalate a situation. I mean, you know, maybe he should have called for backup. Maybe I don't know what the circumstances are in this, but I can tell you that this is the step up because you know these girls reacted the way they did. If you get a hold of somebody who's got a bit more of a temper and you've just socked them in the face because they're like, you're not going to take me to jail for jaywalking. Get your hands off of me. And then you sock them in the face. You're liable to get socked back and kicked to sleep. And then, you know, and then here it all comes. Imagine what happens if an officer does get kicked to sleep for attempting to handcuff somebody for jaywalking. I mean, this is
what a senseless waste.
This isn't what we hired these people for.
Oh, you didn't hire them.
And then what about this dirtbag congressman who grabbed that kid?
We played the audio of that last night.
Yeah,
well, it wasn't an assault for him. It was just a confrontation. It was just an incident.
Yeah, exactly. The same member of the same body who basically are immune or exempt from insider trading laws.
They're immune from all kinds of laws.
Most of the laws they pass.
If you're a Congress critter, you can apparently assault two young men with video cameras and do what you want because you make the laws. You don't obey them.
Yeah, and who is above the law here? No one should be. That's the whole point of equality is being equal under the law, not having equal income or equal stuff. It's about being equal under the law. That's what this country's about.
I don't know if this cop who's is in the same jurisdiction as this Congress critter, and he likely isn't.
No.
But why aren't the cops lining up to arrest this guy? Here's video evidence of an assault, and they're not doing it.
Wait, you're talking about the cops?
Because they don't serve and protect you. They serve and protect the government.
Right, why the cops aren't lining up to arrest both the cop or the
Congress critter. I mean, you know the cops aren't going to arrest the cops.
Right.
They don't do that crap.
Yeah, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll give you more details on the story here in moments. Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include our news updates. Get in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can do that by going to news.freetalklive.com. There you can sign up for our email updates, or you can get on board with Twitter, or follow us on Facebook. So whichever way works best for you, or sign up for more than one. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com. Again, news.freetalklive.com. The story is out of Seattle that we're starting with tonight, and we'll move on to more just outrageous nonsense from these police people calling themselves the police. In this case, it was a case of jaywalking. Yep, law enforcement officer out in the streets of Seattle keeping people safe from, you know, those other people who will cross the road wherever they deem appropriate because they learned how to look both ways before they cross the street from their parents. It's just so ludicrous. Jaywalking on its own is just the most absurd, inside-the-box kind of law. Like, you must be an obedient little serf and walk through this little painted line here that we painted on the sidewalk or on the road, or else we're going to put you in a cage.
There are these crosswalks all over here in Keene, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. where we live, and I can tell you that I don't pay much attention to them. One of the reasons...
When you're walking?
When I cross the street, uh-huh. simply because, you know, why should I walk all the way down there to cross the street here? That kind of thing. It doesn't make much sense. Plus, if you're, you know, you're parking across the street, you need to get to a business on the other side. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me to cross on the painted line.
There are sometimes when it's busy that you can, I mean, because people will stop
I can handle crossing the street. Yeah. That's how I feel about it. And I will cross the street sometimes at the crosswalks and sometimes right. not. One of the reasons I don't like the crosswalk is because people feel obligated to stop for me when
I don't like that.
Look, I can scoot between cars and I can get through. I'm healthy. I'll get through. You don't have to stop your, you know, come to a full and complete stop in order to let me go across. It's weird. And I understand women with children and
old people
and stuff like that. That's fine. I'm a healthy male. I can make it. So one of the reasons I don't cross is for that very reason at crosswalks is because I just want to zip across the road. Mm-hmm. But some people will actually scream out of their window, cross is a crosswalk!
Really?
I've seen this on multiple occasions. People that are upset that you didn't cross at where the painted lines are in the road. That we're not impeded in any way, shape, or form by your crossing. They're just upset that somebody would follow
the rules,
right? That somebody would be so proud and arrogant as to cross some place where the lines aren't painted on the road.
What do you think this is? The live free or die state?
Right.
Can I step on the cracks?
So right, it's that level of absurdity. Yeah. And so if the police weren't out enforcing this nonsense, this crossing at the crosswalks, jaywalking, or stopping, coming to a full complete stop at a stop sign when there's nobody around, that kind of thing. If they weren't out there enforcing this crap, the war on drugs, and hurting peaceful people who hadn't harmed anybody else, maybe you wouldn't have problems. You wouldn't have problems like this because the cop never would have been on the street harassing that guy for jaywalking, which led him to harass those girls for jaywalking, which led to him decking one of these 17-year-old girls in the face.
And getting it on video.
Right. The officer was talking to a man when he saw four young women jaywalk across the same street at the same spot. He asked the women to step over to his patrol car, but the women were being verbally antagonistic toward the officer, according to officials. Well, gee, if he just asked them to step over, then why should they? But careful when you talk to the cops, because sometimes they will just ask you things, but they'll ask them in a very authoritarian demeanor. I'm going to have to ask you to step over here.
Young ladies, I'm going to have to ask you now to step over to the vehicle.
Yeah, well, are you just asking, or are you giving me are you threatening me? Are you asking, or are you ordering, and am I under threat of violence if I don't follow it?
Am I under arrest?
Right, these are all important questions to ask. Am I under arrest, or am I being detained? You know, good questions to ask. Better than that, though, am I free to go is a good question. That's one of the key ones to remember is, am I free to go? So remember, if you're asking questions, it's more likely that you're winning. If they're asking the questions and you're answering them, then they're winning. One of the women, later identified as a 19-year-old, began to walk away from the scene despite the officer's instructions.
Those weren't instructions. It was a question. It was a phrase in the article.
It's a journalist report.
I understand.
We don't know what actually transpired there. Prompting the officer, because the people weren't recording at this point in the conversation.
It was just a conversation about jaywalking up to this point.
Prompting the officer to walk over to her and escort her back to his patrol car. The girl then began to tense up her arm and pull away from the officer while yelling at him, claimed the police.
Resisting arrest!
The officer told the girl to place her hands on his patrol car, but she refused.
Right. So, see the escalation? See how it jumps up and up? Now, I'm not saying the other person's not, being somewhat belligerent, but, this seems petty. People have sort of a natural instinct to rear back at this kind of thing.
The officer told her to put her hands on the patrol car. She refused. When the officer tried to grab hold of her, she pulled away and twisted, breaking free of the officer's grip several times, claims the report. When the officer tried to handcuff the girl, another girl, this one 17 years old, intervened and placed her hands on the officer's arm, causing the officer to believe she was attempting to physically effect the first subject's escape, said police. And, maybe that is the case. Maybe she wanted to help her friend get away from this.
She was escaping the jaywalking arrest.
Right. Maybe she wanted to help her friend get away from this fat bastard who was, he's overweight. This overweight.
They look a little pudgy themselves.
Yeah. Cop, who was aggressing against her.
A donut holic.
I can't blame someone. I don't blame anybody for stepping in to try to rescue someone from the police. I think it's going to go poorly when you do it. I don't think that violence should be used against the cops. I'm expressly against violence, but I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there would have been anything wrong with this group of people, this nice group of folks that was around here with their video cameras, and thank goodness they were there. What I don't think there would have been anything wrong with those nice group of people just coming in and grabbing the cop and being peace people and removing him, this violent man, from the situation and placing him somewhere else. You calm down now.
I love police.
You calm down, buddy, and leave that girl alone.
She got away several times. I would say that if you sort of pick them in basketball, you create a human wall between him and her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for that. I don't know. I don't think you should put your hands on the officer.
No. See, I see where you're coming from, and I don't blame you for saying that, Mark. But at some point, people are going to snap, and it's going to go straight to violence. It's going to not just be removing the violent officer from the situation, it's going to be pounding him in the face. These people were pretty upset, and they have an absolute right to be at the way this man was behaving. So I don't want it to get to the point of just abject violence against the police, because I don't think that gets you anywhere. I think that means that the police will have an excuse to get more violent, and I think that means that, you know, you're lowering yourself to their level. But I don't think there's anything inherently immoral or violent at all about going in and putting a stop to this nonsense.
You know how I saved my brother a few times from being arrested is I would go in towards him faster than the cop and say, "Come on, let's get out of here, you jerk. Come on, you're going home right now." And I'd take control of him right away, and then the cop would back off.
But because it looked like the family was going to punish him.
Yeah, the family was going to take care of him.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
That was the 70s.
Yeah, and the early 80s. One time, we came out of a diner about 4 in the morning, and he sees a state cop with a German Shepherd in the back seat, and he says, "Out with the missus tonight, Ossifer." The cop got out of the car real quick and was going to grab me, grabbing for his handcuffs. And that's the first thing it is. I went right towards him and said, "You jerk, shut up!" You know, and take control very quickly. And that way the cop will often back off just psychologically. Just, okay, it's under control now. But anyway, I had to do that a few times with my brother.
So, Mark, I mean, if a cop is beating on somebody, you really have a problem with a group of peaceful people going over there and just putting hands on him and taking him away from that situation, like grabbing him one leg, you know, arm, and literally carrying this cop away from... I mean, it's probably not going to be that easy to do something like that.
It's going to be hard to do that. I think that the best thing that you can do is what they were doing in this instance, which is pulling out the camera, recording what's going on, and making sure that the police officer knows that he is being recorded, because they were doing that. And
that's certainly the safest thing. It's just so frustrating to watch these people get away with attacking people.
Adrenaline junkies.
More coming up here. I'll give you a little more on what happened to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Was this officer justified in attacking this girl like that?
No.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You can get your shopping done through that link. You'll get what you want. And you get a great price, because Amazon has really great prices from what I've seen. So head on over there and enjoy the Amazon shopping experience through our portal. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com.
Okay, this summer, how about finally taking charge of your health? Be just like me and do all the things you want to do with New Zealand's Nature Bee. Here's Mike Buck with a sizzling summer special to help you find out the way.
Hello there, Free Talk Live. What a joy to be with you again. And look, especially these days, you absolutely need good nutrition. If you're not getting all the vitamins, aminos, minerals, and antioxidants your body needs, well, down goes your energy, up goes your stress, you won't sleep, you'll be tired all the time. And if that sounds like a typical day in your house, forget it. Two golden Nature Bee plant pollen capsules once a day give you the support you need to right now turn that right around.
Now, we all know that Nature Bee does for us, but what's the sizzling deal that you've got, Mike?
Yeah, this is a great deal. It's our best ever deal in the years that I've been doing this, 9 of them already. When you order or reorder a 6-month supply of Nature Bee today, $99.95 plus delivery, they're going to hit you with this big bonus. That's the Bee Slim Weight Loss Program. You can check it out on the website. It's a weight loss supplement, a meal planner, exercise tips, even a measuring tape to track your progress with, and it's worth $99.95.
It does sound like a perfect plan B. How can folks make it happen?
There's actually a couple of ways. Remember, $99.95 plus delivery for your Nature Bee. The $99.95 with the Bee Slim is free. When you make the toll-free call, 1-866-834-8355, all the way to Auckland. 1-866-834-8355, or online to Nature Bee's website, NatureBee, that's naturebee.com.
It's a great deal, and it's got a complete money-back guarantee. Call toll-free now at 866-834-8355 or just do it online at naturebee.com.
The intrepid officer was in the streets of Seattle dealing with a vicious criminal who had just jaywalked as he spotted four other vicious criminals jaywalking that very moment across the very same street at the very same jaywalking spot.
I would like to point out if these gals that, the way they dealt with the officer could have been significantly better.
They
would
have
walked away from this without any problems. And you know, a
they
short
might have
lecture.
Gotten a citation. They might have gotten a citation. He wrote them citations, as we'll find out here in a moment.
I'm sure he did. Now
they could have approached it from a different perspective, but I don't blame them for being angry. These are the same cops that are arresting their friends and their family members for having plants, and they're regularly ticketing people for nonsense crap like jaywalking. I don't blame people for reacting in the way these young ladies did.
Now, I've been to just to kind of look at this. I think there is another side to the jaywalking thing. I think most places in America that people should take their lives into their own hands if that's what they wish to do as far as jaywalking goes. However, I have been to cities, and New York City springs up to mind, where people, you know, congregate on the street, and they, you know, they tend to leave a little early and stay a little late in the crosswalk as far as crossing the street, and it can make it difficult for cars to just get through the light. The lights are not very long when you're talking about going down the streets as opposed to the avenues, I believe it is. The lights aren't very long to get across the street, so the if there was no mechanism for enforcement of these lights, these crosswalk lights, one could surmise that it would just be a free-for-all and you might never get across the street as an automobile.
New York City is kind of a free-for-all, at least the times I've been driving there. People just kind of cross in groups, and they own the sidewalk, or they own the road when they're crossing, and the people are pretty deferential towards them when they're turning and they're crossing the
well, if they're turning, then the car doesn't have the right-of-way any longer. But the car should – the pedestrians should yield the right-of-way if the car is – you know, going ahead and turning, going forward through a green light.
Maybe that's the case, Mark, but I've not seen that be the case when I'm there.
What I'm saying is that the pedestrians sometimes will certainly skip across the street, you know, when they're not supposed to, but they tend to, what I'm saying is they tend to start a little early, so, you know, before they're supposed to in the crosswalk, and then stay a little late. So sometimes there's still people in the crosswalk when the light turns green and you're supposed to be able to go. And I'm just thinking, it's my supposition here, that if there were no crosswalk lights and no enforcement, and I'm talking about New York City and perhaps a couple of major metros around, and maybe very, very downtown areas and some minor metros. But, you know, it seems like most of the time, I think jaywalking is a silly, silly charge.
Can't believe you're actually defending it here.
I'm not defending it. I'm asking video. Some questions.
Okay, well, there's video footage from other countries where they have absolutely no traffic devices whatsoever, an incredibly heavy amount of people that are on the road that are interacting, and they're able to get along and turn and do what they need to do without having any kind of lights or directionals or anything like that.
Using spontaneous order.
Yeah, just people just doing what they would naturally do. Is that going to result in some inconveniences for people? Sure, but the traffic system as it is pretty inconvenient in many ways.
Right. The supposition is that somehow driving an automobile in New York City is not inconvenient. It is. It's the most hair-raising experience one can go through,
well,
I think.
And let me tell you, if you're in New York City today, with all the rules that they have in place, you've got a group of people that decides to just cross when the light is green, when you know they're crossing the street where there could be cars coming, that kind of thing. You're going to see the cars stop for those people and wait. And if there's a cop on the other corner and there's 15 people crossing the street, is he going to write them all citations?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Hold on, every one of you, stop! You know?
Well, I think the suggestion is that sort of you know, the way that one engineers society is that it's if you let that one guy go through or the two people skip across the street, then the group of 15 will go. But the group of 15 likely won't go of its own accord. You know what I mean?
All I know is I've only driven in New York a few times. I go once a year, and I usually end up driving in there at some point. And I've seen people follow the rules and not follow the rules, and it all works out.
That much is true.
So anyway, back to the story here. The officer then he stops these women from attempts to stop them for jaywalking. They don't really want to stop because well they didn't hurt anybody, and they were pretty upset about this considering this guy is an aggressor and he's just he's a very angry man apparently. Because he lashed out in violence, the officer
he really stepped in it when he you know I don't think too many people will complain too much about this situation. It wouldn't be an internet phenomenon that it's turned into if this guy just hadn't hauled off and punched this young lady in her face. By young lady, I mean this minor woman in her face.
Yeah, would the video have been as popular had the young lady just ran away from the officer and he let her because he was already dealing with some other guy? I mean, would that have been as viral of a video?
No.
I don't think so.
Nothing would have been as viral as a cop just hauling off and punching this minor.
Wasn't recently, about a week ago, a 15-year-old boy in Indianapolis punched out by a cop, too? I saw some pictures.
I don't recall. Probably.
Yeah.
The officer handcuffed the 19-year-old woman. The 17-year-old, but this was before she was handcuffed, the 17-year-old intervened, placed her hands on the officer's arm, claiming, the police claimed that
he
that
was attempting
caused,
to handcuff. He had not yet handcuffed her,
correct.
Right?
The 17-year-old comes in, attempts to intervene. The cop's report says it caused the officer to believe she was attempting to physically affect the first subject's escape. The officer pushed back the second girl, but the girl came back at him. The officer then punched her, and it's clearly that he just decks her right in the face. Both teens were cited for jaywalking. The 19-year-old was handcuffed. Other officers arrived and handcuffed the second girl. The older suspect was booked into the King County Jail for investigation of obstructing an officer. The 17-year-old girl...
Well, it got pretty rowdy there after the cop punched the girl in the face. I mean, there weren't any punches thrown by the girls. They were just trying to be left alone and go about their
right,
business.
Right, but they touched the cop.
Sure,
and
the cop
you touch a cop, it's... assault. Or in this case, they're charging them with investigation of an assault of an officer. So I'm not sure what that means. I guess that means they haven't determined whether or not it's an assault. Nobody was injured during the incident, say the police. Nobody except the girl that was jacked in the face. Seattle police have not reviewed the video of the incident. According to Sergeant Sean Whitcomb, said the officer involved in the incident set out a call for help, prompting other officers to rush to his aid. All use of force on the job is reviewed, and use of force is under the officer's discretion.
It's reviewed by the officers that have used force in their careers, too.
He did add that punching is a trained tactic and says...
I told you, they're going to say that this is a pain compliance technique.
There will be a thorough investigation.
Jacking a minor in her face is a pain compliance technique.
Don't you worry, there will be a thorough investigation into the incident.
They've already laid the groundwork for what you're going to hear there. Look, this
if you
this
touch
lady,
a cop, he can bash you in the face.
Right. This lady was attempting to physically obstruct an officer from arresting someone, and, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, touch a cop, get jacked in the face.
How long is it going to be before you're wearing an offensive color that the cop doesn't like and he, you know, gets to jack you in the face for that? I mean, it offended his eyes.
I think that's taking it too far, but the public won't handle this video. The public, the idea of an officer just hauling off and punching a girl who hasn't punched him first, it may have been a police technique in the past. It can't be any longer. It's just not acceptable anymore.
I don't know. I bet if I read those comments on the story, I'll find a lot of people who are going to support the officer. There's more coming up, hour or two on the way.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.